Over the winter, quite a few people were shocked when they opened their heating bills. Natural gas prices were twice as high as usual in many parts of the country. The threat of even higher prices has led Michigan, New York, and Ohio to consider something they haven't talked about since the 1970s, lifting bans on drilling for natural gas in the Great Lakes. Lester Graham with the Great Lakes Radio Consortium reports.
Along the Great Lakes coasts are beaches and sand dunes, big city skylines such as Chicago or Cleveland, and tiny harbors guarded by lighthouses and scattered with sailboats. But if some state legislators get their way, some of these coasts will be dotted with natural gas wellheads. To get to the gas, companies use a method called slant drilling. Starting on land, a hole is drilled at a slant a half mile down or farther, reaching under the Great Lakes to retrieve deposits left in bedrock hundreds of millions of years before the lakes were formed. The bans were put in place when fuel prices were low, and many people seem more concerned with restoring the health of the lakes than the price of natural gas. But things have changed, and the lakes look cleaner. Lynn Walter is a geology professor at the University of Michigan. She says in addition to political changes, slant drilling is now more cost-effective.
With gas prices doubling, we're looking at probably a lot more of these things being economic than was the case before.
The slant drilling would start a few hundred yards away from the lake, up on the shore, and bore through rock far under the lake. So Walter says any effects on the water would likely be minimal.
I guess this drilling should really be considered as more coastal problem than it is a lake problem, coastal ecosystems, I would say.
But any kind of environmental problem along the lakes still gets some attention. Ohio Republican Senator George Voinovich is usually considered a friend of energy producers, but he says after fighting what he calls the battle for Lake Erie, he won't hear of drilling in or under the lake. Senator Voinovich says when he first was elected to Congress back in the late 1960s, Lake Erie was considered dead.
We've made so much progress in terms of Lake Erie that to even give consideration to opening it up for exploratory drilling for gas and oil just does not make any sense.
The senator recently released a letter he sent to Ohio's Governor Bob Taft urging him to keep a ban in place. That letter got Tom Stewart's attention. Stewart is an official with the Ohio Oil and Gas Association.
He says in that letter that he is dismayed that the issue would even be discussed. And we're a little perplexed that an elected official would say that there are public issues that shouldn't be discussed.
The Oil and Gas Association feels it's important to recover local resources. Tom Stewart argues that slant drilling should just be the beginning. He points to Canada, where there's not only slant drilling, but also more than 500 underwater wells in Lake Erie stretching as far as the U.S. border. Stewart says most of those natural gas wells have been operating safely for nearly half a century. He argues that Midwest consumers shouldn't depend just on natural gas piped in from the Gulf of Mexico, western states, or Canada.
If we are concerned about the high price of gas, then we need to look in our own backyard for solutions to our own problems and answer questions about why we don't tap our own resources.
But Ohio doesn't produce nearly as much natural gas as it uses, and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources estimates the additional gas that slant drilling would capture under Lake Erie would only satisfy Ohio's demand for about 8 days. Many environmentalists argue that the trade-off just isn't justified. They say drilling for gas isn't worth the risk of a drill hitting an oil deposit that could contaminate a lake. Hans Voss is with the Michigan Land Use Institute. He says the oil and gas companies are trying to take advantage of the outrage over higher energy prices to sway politicians into allowing them to drill under the lakes.
Why do it? Why put such a valuable resource at risk? Why bring forward short-sighted proposals to develop oil and gas that will only benefit a small handful of corporations and provide a very small amount into the supply stream?
Voss hopes that the 25 million people who live on the U.S. side of the lakes will tell state legislators that they think drilling under the lakes is a knee-jerk response to higher energy prices. But unless or until that happens, some state lawmakers are moving ahead with plans to lift the ban on drilling under the Great Lakes. For NPR News, I'm Lester Graham.